Chapter 4. We left Holy Trinity in silence. The rain had stopped. A chalky white mist hung above the street, obscuring the buildings beyond the glazier's shop. It was as if a cloud had descended to earth. The stench of the shambles, the sour smell of rotting fish, encircled us. Sister Rachel broke the silence.
"Heretical abominations!" she moaned.
"What are we to do?" whispered Sister Agatha.
Two men, curious, stood on the periphery of the mist. Whenever we, the diaspora of the Dartford Priory, gathered together in town like this, we attracted attention.
"Sisters, hush," ordered Sister Eleanor. "We will not speak of this matter here in the open. We will return to our house."
They departed, walking two across as if they were presiding down the cloister passageway and not a stinking mud-riven street. Brother Edmund, Sister Winifred, and I remained, staring at one another as we struggled to take in what Father William just said. Stripped! What a terrible word! It meant that Mass would continue to be held at Holy Trinity Church, but the way we worshipped God, that would change. All of the candles were to be extinguished. Natural light would have to suffice from now on. The statues of the saints were to be removed as evidence of men's superstition and papist idolatry. The brass plaques, loving tributes to the memory of Dartford's citizens, were to be torn from the floor. The mural of St. George painted over. The chapel of St. Thomas Becket would be dismantled, since the king regarded him as a rebel to royal authority, and all chapels and statues honouring him were to be destroyed. Brother Edmund cleared his throat.
"I must go to the infirmary."